this relentless pursuit of whisper and spectral vision. But amidst the tempest, the fragile thread of hope kept her from unraveling things. Landfall came on a desolate isle, barely more than Jug took of rock chuckling from the roiling sea. Following the phantom map laid out in her memory, she trekked inland, the air thundering, with the oppressive energy that tightened around her, like a strangler's noose. Finally, she stumbled upon it, a half-concealed cave, its entrance a gaping maw, within it the flickering lights cast by hastily lit torches. A gruesome scene unfolded. A beached wreck of splintered timbers, a makeshift camp, now picked into clean by scavengers. And there, gleaming amidst the wreckage, was Julian's comb. Grief washed over her, so vast and desolated. Felt like it as if a very